若你有圣经的话，请打开约翰福音二章二十二到三十八节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 to 38.
路加福音二章二十二至三十八节。
And I'll have Brother Spencer to go ahead and read this passage for you.
我们一起看这段的经文。按摩西律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献与主。正如主的律法上所记，凡投生的男子必称圣归主。又要照主的律法上所说，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只初鸽献祭。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西缅，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西缅就用手接过他来，称颂神说：主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是在你万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话就稀奇。西缅给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要作毁谤的话病，又叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。又有女先知名叫安娜，是亚切支派法内力的女儿，年纪已经老迈，作同女出嫁的时候，同丈夫住了七年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。正当那时，他进前来称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人讲说。
And may the Lord add His blessing to the reading and the preaching of His word.
愿神祝福佢自己嘅话语嘅宣读同传讲。
Well, brothers and sisters, we are 6 days away from Christmas.
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋仲有六日就系到圣诞节啦。
And so we all wait.
我哋系一路等候紧。
For the younger side as well as the older side, we may have started already the countdown for Christmas.
对于年长嘅或者年轻嘅，我哋或许都已经系倒数紧等候圣诞节嘅来临。
Some of us may have creative calendars that track the number of days before Christmas.
有好多唔同款式嘅日历系可以去倒数呢个圣诞节嘅来临。
And we must admit we wait for Christmas for different reasons.
我哋要承认我哋系因为唔同嘅理由去等待圣诞节嘅来临。
Perhaps the younger side waits for the gifts and the treats.
或许年轻嘅就会系等待嗰啲礼物啦，或者嗰啲嘅嘢食啦。
Some of us wait for the family to come together.
当中我哋在座嘅等候有家人来临嘅探访。
Of course, some of us wait for the big feast.
当然，亦都系等待大食一餐。
And of course, many of us enjoy the relaxation from our usual busy routines.
亦都我哋享受从工作中得休息。
But most of us here, we wait because we do celebrate and we rejoice in the Savior's birth and worship our Lord.
但系我哋当中有好多系等候去庆祝我哋嘅救主耶稣基督嘅降生。
This morning we're going to take a look at two people that waited.
今天早上我哋要睇两个人系等候耶稣基督降临嘅人。
Simeon and Anna waited for a long time for God's Christmas promise in the arrival of Jesus Christ.
西缅同埋亚拿系等咗好耐嘅时间，等候神喺耶稣基督降临呢件事上面实现嘅应许。
And as we look in the scripture, we'll notice the impact of the promise fulfilled made in their lives.
我哋系喺到呢啲嘅应许嘅实现嘅时候，会点样影响佢哋嘅生命
？Now our passage is taken from the Gospel of Luke, and we have to remember a few things.
系我哋睇路加福音嘅时候，要记住几样。
We have to remember there was a long time, a span of 400 years before the last prophet spoke until what we have here in the New Testament.
自上一次神嘅话语临到以色列民众先知，已经系400多年前嘅事。
During the particular time frame, the Romans had risen in power, and it was difficult for the people of God, the people of Israel, especially under the rule of King Herod.
在那段时间，罗马人的国力昌盛，对以色列人来说是很困难的时间，尤其是希律王执政的时间。
And so they waited.
那他们仍然耐心等候。
And for some, they waited very patiently for the promises of God.
他们有当中有很多人很耐心地等候神的应许。
In this story, we see Simeon and Anna finally see themselves waiting for the Christmas promise in Jesus Christ has arrived.
在这个记载里面， Simon 和 Hannah 就是终于能够亲眼看见耶稣基督降临应许实现。
Safe to say that the silence is over because God has spoken to them in the Lord Jesus Christ.
可以说沉默的时代已经结束了，神已经 是对他们说话，通过他的儿子。
To follow along in this message is very easy because we're going to take a look at two characters.
我们是很容易的去跟着这段经文去看，我们看两个的人物。
And we'll have two points.
也都有两个的重点。
The first point is waiting for God's promise of comfort.
第一点就是等候神的应许的安慰。
Our first character in the story is Simeon, who lived in Jerusalem.
第一个的人物是西面，他是在耶路撒冷里面居住。
Here are three things that we know about Simeon.
有三点是关于西面的。
First is that Simeon, the name Simeon means one who hears and obeys.
西面这个字是解到听而遵行。
Secondly, in the passage, Simeon is described as devout and righteous.
经文亦都讲到他是公义虔诚。
In other words, he is very faithful to God.
换句话讲，他对神十分忠心。
Thirdly, in verse 26, it says Simeon heard by the Holy Spirit that he himself would not die until he beheld with his own eyes the Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
第26节亦都记载到他得到圣灵特别的启示，在未见到主高立的基督之前，一定不见死亡。
Think about that wonderful promise.
去想一想这个这么美好的应许。
Despite the challenge in the contemporary society, Simeon continued to trust in the Lord.
纵使当时社会中系有好多嘅挑战，但系西面系仍然信靠主。
He waited for the promise.
佢等候呢个嘅应许。
He never wavered.
从没有动摇。
He continued to pray. He continued to give thanks. He continued to believe and trust in the Lord.
继续去祷告，继续去感恩，继续去信靠神。
And even in this particular episode, God finds him faithful.
甚至乎在这段的记载里面，神也都见到他的忠诚。
What was he doing?
他是做什么呢？
He was worshiping the Lord in the temple.
他是在主的圣殿里面敬拜主。
For us, God promises helps us to depend on him like never before.
对我们来说，神是应许帮助我们更加去依靠神。
As we wait, we can grow in our trust and our strength in Him.
当我们等候的时候，我们可以是对主的信靠、信任上面都成长。
As we wait upon His promises, we become more confident in the Lord.
当我们去等候神的应许实现的时候，我们会对神更加的信心上面增长。
The Bible tells us, as many as the promises of God in Him, they are yes.
神的一切应许在基督里都真确不疑，所以我们藉着他说阿门。
So as we keep reading the Bible and as we keep remembering his promises, all these things helps us in terms of our trust and our dependence upon the Lord.
当我们继续看圣经，继续谨记他的应许的时候，对他的话语，对神自己的依赖就越来越多。
Now in this passage, we notice that when Simeon spoke of the promise, he spoke of it's the consolation or the comfort to the people of Israel.
在这里的经文记载到西面是讲到以色列得蒙安慰，去将这个安慰带给以色列民。
Indeed, it's safe to say that God's promises is comforting to all who believe, especially in midst of challenges.
神的应许是带来安慰，尤其身处挑战的期间。
Now, I already established that it's already difficult for Simeon and others that are like-minded to live under the oppression of the Roman rules during that time.
刚才已经提过，在当时的社会，在罗马统治下过活是很困难的，包括西面和其他同他志同道合的人。
And we're familiar with the Christmas story that told how Joseph and Mary had to travel back to their hometown just because they had to take a census.
而喺記載耶穌基督降生嘅事情入邊，約瑟同埋瑪利亞都係單單因為要參與嗰個嘅人口普查而翻翻去佢哋嘅家鄉。
So there was a lot of challenges, a lot of changes that came about during this time.
對當時嘅人嚟講，當時以色列子民嚟講係好多嘅挑戰，好多嘅困難。
But for Simeon, he had even more of a challenge.
但對西面嚟講係更加嘅挑戰。
Why?
點解？
Because he faced death.
因為佢面對死亡。
You know, we think about it. Actually, we all face death.
其實細心諗，我哋每一個人都要面對死亡。
The moment we breathe is we all face the prospect of one day that we will die.
我哋有一口氣嘅時候，我哋就要面對有一天我哋會死亡。
But look in this passage in verses 29 to 32, cradling the baby Jesus' arms, Simeon told that he was prepared to face death after seeing Jesus.
呢段記載睇到西面手抱住嬰孩耶穌嘅時候，佢就係佢預備好見耶穌，預見死亡。
Pick it up at verse 28 and following. It says that he took him up, that is Jesus, in his arm and blessed God.And said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. My eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelations to the Gentile and for the glory to your people Israel.
在这段的记载讲到，西面就把孩子接到双臂里，称颂神说，主人啊，现在照你的话释放你的奴仆，安然离去吧。因我已經親眼看見你的救恩，就是你在萬民面前所預備的，他是啟示外族人的光，又是你子民以色列的榮耀。
As Simeon cradled or held the baby Jesus, he was now good to depart.
當西面手抱住嬰孩耶穌嘅時候，佢就預備好翻天家。
This is an incredible moment for him to see Jesus.
呢個係對佢嚟講一個好大嘅一個嘅時刻，佢可以親眼看見耶穌。
He describes Jesus as the hope of the world.
佢形容耶穌係萬民嘅希望。
The light of revelations to all Gentiles.
係所有外族人嘅啟示嘅光。
The glory to the people of Israel.
以色列子民嘅榮耀。
Indeed, Jesus is the Lord of salvation to all.
確實佢係對所有人都係拯救嘅主。
And yet, at the moment that he embraced the promise, the moment that he beheld Jesus.He tells that he is ready to leave.
嗰一刻，佢手抱住耶穌嘅時候，佢眼見到耶穌基督嘅時候，佢就預備好離去。
Now Simeon was ready to depart from the world that was filled with pain and sorrow.
現在西面係預備好離開呢個充滿痛苦愁煩嘅世界。
Perhaps we have to pause and ask ourselves the question.
或許我哋要暫停落嚟問一個問題。
Friends, are you prepared to depart from life?
朋友，你哋预备好离开今生未呢？
Unless you're born again, you are not ready.
除非你系重生得救，否则你系未准备好。
Unless you see the salvation, the Savior, you are not ready.
除非你见到救主嘅救赎，否则你未预备好。
But once you do come to Christ, once you do believe in Christ, you are ready to face death.
但当你来到基督的面前，相信基督的时候，你就预备好面对死亡。
God's promises prepares us in our departure from life.
神的应许预备我们面对离开今生。
John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至把他的独一爱子赐给他们，为使一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Very simple. If you believe in Jesus, you are prepared.
好简单，你系信耶稣嘅话，你就预备好。
However, if you reject Jesus, you are not prepared.
但若你系拒绝耶稣，你就未准备好。
And so this morning, let's just pause and ask ourselves the questions: Have you believed?In Jesus.
今天早上让我们暂停去问我们自己，你信了耶稣没呢？
And if not, will you come, repent, and believe in Jesus today?
如果你未的话，今天你愿意，是否愿意来到回转悔改并相信耶稣呢？
for those who believe in him, we are ready to depart because of the promises and the presence and the pardon of Jesus Christ.
对相信耶稣的人来讲，我们就已经预备好离开今生，因为基督的应许临在和他的宽恕。
So let us remember God's promises. God's words helps us to depend on him.
让我们想想神的应许是帮助我们去信靠他。
It helps us to prepare ourselves for life's challenging circumstances, that is death.
是帮助我们去面对人生中的困难，包括死亡。
And also, it helps us or prompts us to praise or to worship the Lord.
亦都帮助我们，鼓动我们去赞美神。
And so, remember when Simeon took Jesus into his arms, what immediately happened?
当西面是将耶稣婴孩手抱起的时候，立刻发生什么事呢？
He praised God.
他立刻赞美神。
He praised God powerfully and passionately.
他熱切地、盡力地咁去讚美神。
He didn't hold back.
他毫無保留。
He didn't say, "Wait a second, let me just pause for a second." But immediately, spontaneously, he praises God.
他冇話等一等，佢係立即嘅去讚美神。
His eyes have seen salvation.
佢嘅眼親眼見到救恩。
He was looking directly at the Savior.
佢係直接嘅望到嘅救主。
And for those who believe.In Jesus, we too can praise God.
对相信耶稣的人来讲，我们都能够一起的赞美神。
For those who have peace with God, we render praise to our Lord.
我们是和神有和好关系的，我们就会将赞美是献给主。
For those who depend on the Lord, we declare about the Lord.
我们依靠主的，我们是能够向别人宣告主。
When we receive the wisdom of God, we worship God.
我们接受了神的智慧，我们就敬拜神。
When we receive the promises of God, we praise God.
我们接受了神的应许的话，我们就赞美神。
When we know the truth about God, we testify of God.
当我们是接受了神的真理的时候，我们向别人宣讲神的事情。
Brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is that we could rejoice in the promises of God.
弟兄姊妹，我所讲的是我们是为到神的应许能够是喜乐。
His promises prompt us to praise and to give thanks.
祂的应许能够去鼓动我们去赞美、去感恩。
In his promises, they are yes in Christ Jesus.
在祂的应许里面是阿们。
We had two points, and here's the second one.
我们有两个重点，以下是第二个重点。
The second point is waiting for God's promise of forgiveness.
第二点是等候神应许，是一个宽恕的应许。
The second part of the passage, we are introduced to another character, and her name is Anna, the prophetess.
在第二段经文里面，我们看到第二个人物是 Hannah.
Anna also waited with anticipation.
她也都耐心地去等候神。
Now, a couple of considerations about Anna.
有几样的事情可以去看到她。
First of all, her name means grace.
她的名字是讲到是恩典。
Secondly, she was elderly and widowed for many years.
她是一位长者，是守寡多年。
Anna is described as coming from the tribe of Asher, which means blessed and happy.
Anna 是来自亚切族，亚切的意思是蒙福、快乐。
She knew that the true source of happiness does not consist on your outward circumstances.
她知道真正的快乐并不是在乎外在的环境或者处境。
Now there's a couple of things that we could draw from the truth and her testimony here.
在这个真理和见证上面有几样的应用。
Even at the age of 84 or well along in her years, she still praised God and served the Lord.
就算在84岁的年纪，他仍然去赞美神，去侍奉神。
In fact, the passage says that she served the Lord day and night.
经文是记载到他昼夜侍奉神。
Now when I read this, I was like, what is she doing both day and night?
咁睇到呢段经文嘅时候，佢昼夜做啲乜嘢呢？
The passage doesn't tell us exactly what she does not tell us exactly what she did.
经文冇记载到细节。
But whatever she did, she gave, she served, she prayed, and she praised God. Whatever was needed, she did.
但是无论是怎样，她是付出了，她是服侍神，她去有任何有需要的地方去帮忙。
You know, even Jesus quoted the Apostle Paul tells us that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive.
甚至乎保罗亦都引用咗耶稣嘅说话，施比受更为有福。
So when we notice the life of Anna, we notice that she's giving. She is serving the Lord every day.
喺亚娜嘅生命入边，睇到佢系每日嘅付出，每日嘅服侍。
It reminds us the life that is always seeking to get what is in life will miss the ministry.
去提醒我哋嘅生命，如果不断嘅去接收而唔去付出嘅话，咁我哋就错过咗施予呢一种服侍。
If we're always interested in getting, it's going to be hard to give.
如果净系有兴趣去接收嘅话，咁就去付出系好困难。
For Anna, she was interested in giving her time, her energy, and her service before the Lord.
但对 Anna 嚟讲，佢系付出时间、精力同埋服侍俾主。
The second thing that you notice about Anna is that about her devotional life.
第二方面就係睇到佢嘅屬靈生命方面。
As much as she spent her energy to serve the Lord, she also prayed both day and night.
佢用好多嘅精力去侍奉神，但係佢同時亦都係晝夜禱告。
We can draw from her service, she prayed a lot.
佢喺佢嘅服侍入邊禱告好多。
And how blessed of the ministry or prayer was to Anna.
对 Anna 来讲，她祷告的服侍是一个很蒙福的服侍。
And we know when it comes to prayer, we know it's giving thanks to the Lord.
祷告的时候，我们是感谢神。
It's giving praise to God.
赞美神。
It's praying for others.
是为人家代求。
It's even confessing your sins.
还有是认自己的罪。
And there was something noticeable in her devotional life that she had before the Lord.
在她的属灵生命方面是有这些花时间的地方。
Now, like Simeon, she was also looking forward to the promises of God.
好像西面这样， Hannah 都是盼望着事情的实现。
Simeon, as mentioned earlier, he was looking for the consolation or the comfort of Israel.
之前讲到西面是等候以色列的安慰。
What was Anna looking for?
Anna 是等緊咩呢？
She was looking for the promises or looking for forgiveness.
佢哋盼望緊神嘅應許就係寬恕。
In verse 38, it says that she began to thank God and to speak about Him to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
第三十八節記載到，就在那時候，他前來稱謝神，並且向一切期待耶路撒冷蒙救贖的人講述這孩子的事。
The word redemption is related to captivity.
蒙救赎这个字是跟被囚这个概念是有关。
And if we think biblically, particularly in the Old Testament, we get this idea.
在旧约圣经来讲，我们看到这个概念。
The Old Testament Passover and the release of Israel from the Egyptian slavery was viewed to the point as the ultimate redemption and the symbol of God's power to release captives.
在旧约的逾越节和神从埃及地为奴之地将以色列民释放出来，到当阵时为止是神终极的救赎，是神使被掳得释放大能的记号。
Ultimately, the Passover pointed to the ahead to the day when God would provide deliverance from the slavery of sin through Jesus Christ.
逾越节确实是指着将来人能够从罪的奴役中释放出来。
And so when Anna gave thanks to the Lord, she realizes the promises of God.
当 Anna 去感谢神的时候，她是发现得到神的应许实现。
When she saw Jesus, she gave thanks to God and spoke of all who were waiting for redemption.
她眼见耶稣的时候就感谢神，并且向所有等候释放的人宣告关于婴孩耶稣的事。
Because here at last is the one who would save his people from their sins.
因为终于这一位就是将他的子民从最终拯救出来的那一位。
Friends, when Jesus came, he provided the very things that both Simeon and Anna were waiting for.
朋友们，当耶稣来到的时候，他就提供了西面和 Hannah 所等的事情。
He provided the comfort, the divine comfort,And forgiveness.
他赐下从天而来的安慰和宽恕。
And so, as we are 6 days away from Christmas, what are we waiting for?
当我们距离圣诞节六日的时候，我们在这里等候着什么呢？
What are we waiting for this Christmas?
我们纪念耶稣降生的节期等着什么呢？
Maybe some of us could identify with Simeon.
可能有些是跟西面有同感。
Remember, Simeon was looking for the comfort.
西面是等候神的安慰。
And many of us are hurting right now.
有在座的人是受伤的时间。
Some of us are even lonely or even afraid.
有些是在孤单害怕当中。
We're yearning for God's comfort.
你是需要神的安慰。
We could find God's comfort through Christ.
我们通过基督可以找到神的安慰。
Christ came to console us or comfort us where we are.
基督是来到我们生命里面，是安慰我们，在我们处境里面。
And the biggest comfort that we could have is His presence, His power, and the pardon.
而最大的安慰就是祂的大能、祂的同在和祂的宽恕。
The comfort of eternal life.
是有永生的安慰。
Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 3, it says, This is eternal life, that you know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent.
耶稣在约翰福音十七章三节那里说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所派来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Maybe some of us could relate to Anna.
或许在座当中有和 Hannah 更有同感的。
Looking, longing for redemption and forgiveness.
是盼望、期盼救赎和宽恕。
Maybe we have to ask ourselves the question, have we ever confessed our sins and repented before the Lord God Almighty?
我们或许要问我们的问题，我们有没有去为我们自己的罪 去承认自己的罪，以及在主面前去回转悔改。
If you need forgiveness from God, you look no further to Jesus Christ.
若你要从神而来的宽恕，我们就是能够在耶稣基督里面找到。
God's word says from Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his own love towards us, then while we're yet sinners,Christ died for us.
神的话语在罗马书五章八节讲到，但是当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就为我们死。神就是这样表明他对自己对我们的爱了。
What are we waiting for?
我们在等着什么？
God gave us the ultimate gift in Christ Jesus.
神已经给了一个终极的礼物在耶稣基督里面。
And like any gift that is given, all you have to do is to receive it.
好似所有禮物一樣，俾咗你嘅時候，你要接受。
To receive God's gift by faith，
係通過信心接受神所俾你嘅禮物。
The Bible tells us in John 1:12, but all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God。
聖經喺約翰福音一章十二節講到，凡接納他的，就是信他名的人，他就賜給他們權利成為神的兒女。
By God's grace, you could receive God's tremendous gift。Into your life.
因着神的恩典，你可以在你的生命里面接受神这份这么大的礼物。
Maybe this Christmas we may know of others who are waiting for a Christmas promise.
或者在今纪念耶稣基督降临的节期里面，你知道有其他人是等候着基督降临的应许。
We may know others, family and friends who are looking for comfort, looking for forgiveness.
我们可能有家人或者朋友是去寻找着安慰，寻找着宽恕。
And both you and I know that they could only find that comfort and forgiveness in the Messiah.
你和我都知道他们只能够在弥赛亚身上去找到安慰和宽恕。
We also know our responsibility because God wants each one of us to become the messengers of the Christmas promises.
我们都知道神希望我们每一位都成为宣讲耶稣基督降临事迹的人。
So not only do we rejoice in the Christmas promise, but we also speak of the Christmas promise to others.
我们不单只是因着耶稣基督降临的事迹而喜乐，而且我们要宣讲这件事情。
And so for all of us who have believed as we count down the remaining days for Christmas.
对我们相信基督的人来讲，当我们去数算，继续倒数圣诞节的降临的时候，
We rejoice in the promise that's given and the promise that is fulfilled.
我们是为到神所实现的应许而喜乐。
We also know that we do wait too.
而我们也都知道我们继续等候着。
We wait for Christ's second coming.
我们继续等候着基督第二次的降临。
And just like Simeon and just like Anna, we could find strength in God and depending upon His promises.
而好似西面同埋 Hannah 一样，我哋系要对神有呢个嘅信心，去等候神嘅应许嘅实现。
His promises can inspire us and continue to give us more hope as we face the challenges of the world.
神嘅应许俾我哋喺生命入边有盼望，咁样去继续面对各样嘅挑战。
And so let us pray, let us rejoice in our Lord and our Savior.
愿我们为到我们的救主喜乐，我们一起祷告。
Lord God Almighty, Father, we just give you all the thanks and praise, Father, for the Savior.
天父，我们将感恩赞美系献俾你。
Again, it's the promise that was given and the promise that was fulfilled.
再一次系因着你嘅应许俾咗我哋，亦都系为到已经实现嘅应许。
Father, we rejoice because we know it's the act of you, the act of your Spirit that revealed your truth to us.
天父，我哋系喜乐，因为你嘅灵通过你嘅灵去启示真理俾我哋知道。
By your grace, we become the recipients of your forgiveness and of your love.
因着你嘅恩典，我哋就接受你嘅饶恕，接受你嘅爱。
And so, Father, as we sit here today, Father, we should be glad. We should rejoice in the joy of our salvation.
天父，我哋喺呢段节期入边，我哋就必须要系喜乐，去为到你嘅救恩而喜乐。
We're ever so mindful in terms of the challenges that we face.
我哋亦都纪念到我哋生命中面对嘅问题。
Some of us face incredible pain and suffering.
现在都有肢体系喺经历紧好重嘅困难同埋痛苦当中。
But Father, we can look forward because of the hope that we have in Christ.
但天父，我哋仍然能够向前望，因为我哋喺主基督入边所有嘅盼望。
And so, Father, we want to lift up our voice. We do want to praise you.
因此，天父，我哋系要系将我哋嘅用声音去赞美你。
We continue to want to sing of your glory.
我哋系要唱颂你嘅荣耀。
We give you all the thanks and praise.
我哋系感恩感谢系献俾你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋感恩祷告，奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.